Welcome back to the Internet Advisor. You know, I hope that you will appreciate these programs, in particular these segments of our program, where we hook you up with some local resources. And that's what we're about doing here, to help you enjoy your summer. And I couldn't help as I was skimming along. To be honest with you, I forget how I found this website, but I was delighted to stumble upon and to find more about the Weber, Mrs. Weber's neighborhood. And without more ado, let me introduce you to the Mrs. Weber herself. Lauren Weber, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Oh, thank you. It's so great to be here.
Delighted to have you. And by the way, full disclosure, Warren, you work with Emily Hay, don't you?
Yes, I do. In fact, she found me through my blog, so this was so appropriate that you guys contacted me.
Well, that is interesting. We try to have Emily on once a month to talk about things that are going on that have to do with social media, and, for instance, Social Media Days Detroit. But then I thought, wow, it'd be good to have her on to talk to help us with finding Lauren Weber and her neighborhood. And here you are.
You know, so many people have a really nice small neighborhood. Mrs. Weber, you have a large neighborhood. Tell us about how you got this started. I mean, this has grown into something truly fun, eh?
Yeah. Well, my background and degree is in public relations, so blogging is kind of a natural fit, connecting with my community and businesses.
Sure.
So when I quit working full-time to stay home with my daughter, I thought blogging would be the perfect way to stay connected and continue to refine my writing skills.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's so much fun to kind of click around the site, and we link to your site, by the way, from our site, from internetadvisor.net. How did you kind of come up with the fact that, the list of places, are these places that you've gone to or you hear about?
Yeah.
I mean, the neighbors, this is a neat site.
Yes to all of the above, I think.
So tell me, how did you design it this way and why?
Well, the literal neighborhood I'm referring to is mostly Southeast Michigan. I actually live in Howell. I've lived in Troy. I've worked in Detroit. I've kind of done the whole gamut around Southeast Michigan. Mm-hmm. I have family in Lansing, Ann Arbor. So I really wanted to encompass all of those areas and share what I'm doing with my family. I love going on adventures. I love meeting new people and going new places, and this is just the perfect fit for me.
That is
share all of that.
Now, have you along the way, and as you're doing this, and this is kind of almost an instructional for people out there who have this passion, have you found other people who have kind of joined in with you and then helped to build the resources that you have?
Absolutely. Our blogging community in the Detroit area specifically is absolutely amazing. All of the bloggers are very willing to share contacts, to help each other out. I can't speak highly enough. There's so many great blogs out there, and they're wonderful resources. I mean, we love the newspaper, we love the radio, but to see someone's family and what they actually do, how they take their stroller through, a new place, I mean, I think it just connects you to people.
Well, and I like, bargainstobounty.com. I thought that was kind of neat.
She's wonderful.
And still blonde after all these years.
Yes!
I mean, is that real blonde, or is that, I shouldn't ask that question.
She's really
right?
blonde.
Okay.
She's really blonde. I've met her. She's a gorgeous woman.
She has a great sight. And so how do you decide? I mean, you run across all these people. How do you decide who's worthy to link to under this area? Because there's some great resources here. This is a great jump-off page.
Well, you know what? I don't really do a whole lot of advertising on my site. I honestly ask my audience, where do you go? I try to pay attention on Twitter and Facebook and my friends and my personal Facebook feed. Where are they going with their families? What are they doing? What, strikes a chord with them? Is it saving money? Is it, free things? What works? So I just connect with everyone and anyone, and it just seems to be a two-way street. Everyone's willing to help me out, too. So it's been wonderful.
Tell me about the process of getting a blog together, because there were other people out there, I imagine, who have had this idea, and I thought, as I hear you saying, darn, I had that idea, but
yeah.
I didn't get it going that far. How do you get going on something like this? I mean, like, you design your own web page?
Yes, I did have someone help me with design, but I'm on WordPress personally. I think it's just a fantastic resource. It does take a little bit of money to start up, but not much.
WordPress, which our website is on, is free in itself, right?
Yes, WordPress.com. Okay. If you want to do advertising and some of that stuff, you will need to pay a fee. But like I said, it's pretty inexpensive. But I highly suggest starting on a free site at first. Just to see if you can keep up with it, because blogging is a major commitment, and I think a lot of people go in just thinking, okay, I'll do this, but you need to have that passion for writing, first of all, because you're going to be spending a lot of time at your computer, coming up with ideas, responding to emails, that sort of thing. And also, you know, you have to be connected on social media. That's such a crucial part of what I do. That's how I share my story with others and how they find me. So definitely have to be connected at all times, just like any business professional is.
You know, that is kind of, Gary, there's a kind of a sense I think sometimes people have, and Lauren, let's talk about this. If you build it, they will come, kind of like from Field of Dreams. You know, if I put this wonderful website up, everybody will come. That's not necessarily the case, is it? Because you're one little straw in a barn full of hay.
Yes. I always like to use that analogy. If you build it, they will come. But they only come if you are promoting yourself and getting out there and connecting with people. You know, you guys were talking about Social Media Day. That's such a perfect example of how you can connect with people in real life and not just online. These aren't just my online invisible friends. I always tell people, these are people I've met in real life, you know, and connect with. And that's the only way you're going to continue to grow.
Well, Ed, they were talking about invisible friends, Ed. I thought maybe we suddenly would have a place for you. Oh, he's busy with something else.
Something else. You know, it's funny because a lot of times all things cometh to he who waiteth. If they worketh like heck while they're waiting, right?
Exactly. Yes. It does take hard work. That's absolutely true.
How long did it take you to really go from concept, you know, of like, gee, I would like to do a blog, I'd like to help moms, but there's a lot of people out there doing that, to the place where you got it going?
You know what? It was just natural instinct. I honestly just write about what I am passionate about. I wanted to blog because I wanted it to fulfill something in me. And I think that is so important, too. I'm not just writing about companies, you know, I kind of feel half-hearted about. I'm finding companies I really am passionate about. Hudsonville Ice Cream is one. I just worked with Little Diablo Salsa, Michigan-based companies. You know, that's my passion. So I seek them out. They seek me out. Like I said, it's that two-way street, and we go from there.
I just was looking at your About section on your site, and you write in there, I'm a chatterbox who loves sharing. So blogging is a natural fit for my personality, and it seems so true. But a lot of times people are shy. This is a way for somebody that might be a little shy, but they can still write and get out there and use this kind of media to really get to know people as well, right?
Definitely. And I think sometimes even being honest about, hey, I'm kind of shy, I'm an introvert personality, I've seen bloggers that write about that, and it's so cool because I think it really brings someone out of their shell, because blogging can force you into some uncomfortable situations, you know, radio interviews or whatever it may be.
How could that be uncomfortable, really?
You're doing such a great job at it. I can't imagine it'd be uncomfortable
for
you.
Not for her. Not for Mrs. Weber.
So what are you looking for in the future, then? What's the future of Mrs. Weber's Neighborhood?
Continue to have fun. I mean, that's really my number one mantra. I do make a little money here and there, and that is such a huge impact for my family. I mean, I stay home. I work from home with Emily. And anytime I can make a little extra cash is wonderful. But at the end of the day, I'm most passionate about Michigan, you know, helping Michigan families, helping Michigan companies. So anything in that direction, that's where I'm going to continue going. That's my bread and butter.
Well, we are delighted, Lauren, that you have done this. Lauren Weber has been a guest here. Mrs. Weber's Neighborhood. If you go onto our webpage, internetadvisor.net, you can click right there and find out more about it. Thank you so much for being with us, and much success to you.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good one.